Elizabeth Chapel, a lifelong entrepreneur who finally found my niche. After years of new ideas and jumping from business to business, I figured out how to turn a craft into a successful career. In 2016, I started a monthly subscription box for quilters. That little startup has grown into a thriving, multiple six-figure business that I am so proud of. As a published author, designer of fabrics and patterns being sold throughout the world, my favorite thing to do is to teach others how to grow a career of their dreams. Each week, you'll hear from me or from other guests who are creative entrepreneurs, so you can learn exactly what to do and what not to do to grow a career that's more rewarding and successful than you ever thought possible. If you're ready to turn your craft into a career that you love, I am so excited you're here. Welcome to the Craft to Career podcast. Welcome to episode 146 of the Craft to Career podcast. I'm really excited because I'm announcing the winners of the one-on-one coaching calls that I offered recently. And this is so much fun. I am sure I will be offering this again. The hardest part of this process was narrowing down who was going to get the coaching calls. I didn't count, about 30 probably people who emailed and let me know that they submitted a podcast review and they wanted a one-on-one coaching call. So thank you to everybody who left a review of the podcast and for wanting a coaching call with me. Again, I probably will offer this again. I'm not going to commit right now, but it's a strong possibility because there's just so many people I would love to coach, but only so much time. So let me share the five people who will have a one-on-one coaching call with me. And regardless, I will see if they want to have it be a podcast episode or if they want that just to be a conversation between the two of us. But regardless, I will share who those five people are. The first one is Becky of So Forever. The second one is Alexis Galloway of So Sweet Academy. The third one is Elen, I think, E-L-L-E-N-E, of Brave Nouvelle. Sounds very French, so I'm assuming it's like Elen, you know, we'll see. Number four is Sarah of Sarah XO Clark. And number five, I think I'm saying this right, Anex. It's A-Y-N-E-X of Anex Quilts. So I've reached out to those five people. I've sent them an email and we're in touch. We're going to be doing our one-on-one coaching calls. But look forward to, I'm sure some of them, if not most of them, will want to have that be a podcast episode. So I'm excited to share those and for you to just see what it's like for people at different stages of their business to, you know, chat about their business, what they could do to grow and improve that and work on that. And that's what this podcast is all about. I love helping you, the creative entrepreneur, grow your business. There are ways that you can, you know, be smart about what you're doing. And there are tactical things that can really help you grow your business. And that's what we are here to chat about. And this week, I'm really excited to share. This is an alumni of mine. She's taken my, we talk about it in the podcast and now it's slipping my mind. I think it's the quilt pattern writing course, not the Craft Your Career course, but it's Lena Owen. She is her first language is Spanish, and she has really leaned into and has some really exciting things about Spanish speaking quilters and patterns. And I'm here for it. I love it. So let's dive in and let me introduce you to Lena. I am really excited to have Lena here on the podcast today. She is an alumni and she has some really amazing things going on in her business. So Lena, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. It's truly an honor to be here on your podcast. I have admired you I started thinking of the idea of creating creative business. It sounds redundant, but that's just...
Oh, no, we get it. Yes, we get that. And remind me, were you in the quilt pattern writing course or the craft to career course?
I was in the quilt pattern writing course. I was the 2022.
Oh, okay. So it's, well, I say recent, gosh, time flies by so quickly. It was a couple years ago now. So I would love to hear the reason I invited you on the podcast. You have a really cool niche in the quilting community. And I talk a lot about like, find a niche, find a void in the market. So can you tell the listeners what your niche is? What do you specialize in?
Yes. And so since I started quilting, I saw the lack of information and videos, tutorials for the Hispanic community. I am Colombian. I migrated to the United States when I was 18 years old. And so that's my first language. And when I started sewing and quilting, I realized that there's so much in English, but there's so little in the Spanish community. And so then that started kind of saying, okay, so why is there is not enough information in here in the Hispanic community, because this is such a beautiful art, and it just brings so much to anybody, to any human being, in so many aspects of everybody's lives. And I have experienced it in my own self. And so that just kind of sparked that curiosity. And I started researching, I started reaching out to big names like Missouri Star Quilt Company, you know, and things like that. And so within that kind of search of how am I going to build this creative business and dedicate myself to quilting and sewing related tasks, I came up with this wonderful idea of creating this very first Spanish retreat in Hamilton, Missouri. And so last November of 2023, there was the first time ever a Spanish retreat in Hamilton, Missouri.
Okay, I did not know this. This is huge. So you teamed up with Missouri Star and you had a Spanish speaking retreat with Missouri Star in Missouri, right?
Well, I did not team up with Missouri. It was, I reached out to them and, you know, they were kind of, I mean, not dismissal in a way. I mean, I love Ellen and Sarah, which are the owners of Missouri Star. I don't know how well everybody is familiarized with the story, but Ellen and Sarah are the actual owners of Missouri Star Quilt Company as the company itself. And so I've been, since day one, I was able, I did some research and I was able to reach out to Ellen. And we just been kind of going back and forth. And so this idea, I went to QuiltCon in 2023 and I have the opportunity to meet people from the Modern Quilt Guild in Mexico City. And then I proposed this idea to one of the members. She's actually has a quilt shop in Mexico City that Stephanie Organis, who you know, which is a fabric designer, yeah, talks about. So Lilia Jimenez, which is the owner of Quilte Arte in Mexico City, and Todd, Stephanie Organis, to quilt. We team up together, and then we, with my contacts with Alan, I said, you know what? I understand you're busy, but can I get the contacts of your retreat person? Because I really want to build this together. And he's like, of course, I think this is a great idea. And so we just kind of built it with having the contact from Alan. And that was just very like bold of me to just reach out directly. And yeah, then I just did that. And that's, and it all came together. And then there were 26 people in the retreat, flying from Mexico City, Colombia,
wow,
Ecuador. So we're like from all different kind of places. And there were some people from here, from the U.S., from California and from New York. And so in Mexico, multiple cities from Mexico, Monterrey, Mexico City, Morelia. And so we just had an amazing opportunity, and it just kind of came together. And so I do have a podcast in Spanish for quilters. And so my little podcast has been kind of like my gateway to be able to reach out the Hispanic community. I had the owners of Art Gallery Fabrics on my podcast, and it's just been amazing. I mean, I have interviewed Berushka Serrater from Pride and Joy Quilting, and it has just been this platform where I have been able to unify my Hispanic community.
And, you know, my friend Patty Buscemi, she is a fabric designer for AGF. Have you had her on your podcast?
Yes, I have.
Ah, perfect. I mean, I'm just surprised how the more that I'm in this quilting world, how many people speak another language and don't have access. You know, it's not really easy for them to read the patterns, or to, they watch a course online and they're like, So to provide this access to people in their own language is amazing. I love that you just reached out and you're like, can we do this? And you're like, it was very brave of me. Yeah, I love that. Like, that's what you got to do. And what, over 25 people came from around the world to go to your retreat.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Do you plan to do more?
Yes. So we're going to have this to be an annual thing. And for, we already started promoting the 2024. And we also have already lined up the instructor for 2025, which is going to be Berushka of Pride and Joy Quilting. So that's going to be amazing. But we're having, I don't know if you know of Priscilla Bianchi. She's from Guatemala. She's a world-known quilt artist. She's very artistic. So she teaches artistic quilts. She was just announced on QuiltCon as one of the 12 most world international quilters. So, yeah. And so I am very excited to have Priscilla teach this new edition of the retreat. And we had the opportunity for the participants last November to meet Alan and to meet Sarah, because they were so interested that they came over, and it was just an amazing experience. And we had Jenny and Natalie over, and they just had so much fun. I mean, when I reached out to them, it's like, even if it's just for 5 minutes, like, I didn't tell them that they were going to meet any of them. It was just like that added bonus for them participating. And Lily and I just wanted to bring a ton of value to the retreat. For the first edition, we decided that we were going to be the instructors to kind of reduce the cost. And to just make it more affordable, knowing that we have to think about the exchange rate. That normally you don't have to think about that here in the U.S. when you're doing and running retreats. And it's a different culture, right? It's something that I am kind of stepping into a world that is not very well established. It's just kind of like a brand new thing, and it's going to be a lot of like trial and error. But I am so excited to what we have been able to accomplish in just this little bit of time, and just having the very first retreat to actually take fruition. And everybody was so excited and they loved it. And all of the participants are just like giving us the greatest feedback.
It's a whole market that's untapped, you know, like there's a lot of quilters in America, Australia, England. And as you go outside of that, it gets a little bit less, but there are so many people who want to, and they just don't know how. And I am really excited about this idea that it's going to keep going, that you've got these amazing teachers who are coming in. And it's funny, I'm thinking, I'd love to come and sit in there. And I'm like, I don't speak Spanish. But that's how it feels for a lot of people who speak Spanish and want to learn how to quilt. Like, well, but I don't know how. So I love that you have reached out and created this safe place for people to come where they speak Spanish and they might not know English as well, if at all. So very, very cool. I would love to hear how you started with this. Okay, remind me, did we do a coaching call? Like, I remember chatting with you about this idea, but I don't know where or how that played out.
So I just kind of, like, everything has been through our DMs or direct messages through Instagram, which has been wonderful. I mean, Elizabeth, as I always have told you in my messages, like, I can't thank you enough for all of the support and all of the things that you have provided to me just for your grateful heart and how giving you are. And so
very sweet of you.
So I've been just kind of playing with the idea, right? And we were just chatting of like, you know, this is what I have going on and this is kind of what I want to concentrate in. And you're like, just lean in, like, just go all in. Don't worry about, you know, Bluebell Designs, which is my brand in English, because when I created the podcast in Spanish, I had to create a completely new, different Instagram account, because with the algorithm, I wasn't getting the information that I wanted. I mean, I wanted to kind of be like this bilingual way, but it just wasn't working. And so kind of like a trial and error. And then when we finished the craft career, not the craft career, when I finished the quilt pattern writing course at the end of 2022, that's when I decided I'm going to open the podcast. And I started recording. I already have 61 episodes aired, which...
What? That's amazing. Congrats.
So I just kind of went in, and it's been a wonderful platform that has opened so many doors for me. I mean, it's nothing huge still. I still have so much to go, but just these little wins that the podcast have had and that the retreat have had, it just has just meant so much to me, especially because I'm really bringing value to my community. And I love like the benefits that it is living in the U.S., right? That a lot of people take for granted because they haven't been exposed to the difference on what it is to be raised. And I have been very blessed that I had an amazing childhood and I didn't go through all the needs, but I saw my cousins and my aunts and my very close family struggle in my country. So being able to bring this to my community, it has just been amazing. And so creating the Instagram account for the podcast itself has brought in and has allowed me to find new people, because the translation of the podcast is called Discover Quilting. Discover Quilting, right? But in Spanish. And so what the main goal of the podcast is just to bring people that does the art that is from all over. So I have had people from Venezuela, Argentina, Ecuador, Costa Rica, all different countries, Spain. So I don't know if you have heard of this new software called Quilt Ink that is being used.
Yeah.
Yes. She is from Spain.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And I have also brought her into the podcast and I interviewed her as well. And, you know, and just kind of like thinking of things. Oh, they are actually people in the quilting industry that are Hispanic and we're not exploring that. I know it's easier to get into the business when the market is solidified, because it's just you're going to be able to make money faster. You know, that's just the reality of it, you know, and it's just not as easy to go in through something that is unknown to something that is already established.
Yeah, there is, you know, the business idea of you want to find an area where people are already congregating. It's harder to create a group. And so you have the group of quilters, but now you're trying to introduce it to this audience where this is rather new. So it's new territory. But I do want to say, you know, you talked about like my little podcast, this is just started up, I haven't done a lot. You've done a lot. And so it's very easy for us to look forward at all the things that we want. But if I'm looking at you and looking backwards, you've done so much. Like, you have come so far. And I just want to congratulate you. And really, it's been scary. I know there have been times where you reached out and you're like, should I keep doing this? I don't know. And here you are. You're doing the thing. You've stuck with it. You're sticking with it. Like, I'm just really proud of you. What has been the most successful, rewarding thing that you've done so far?
I think this far has been the retreats. And that's just kind of like, yeah, people are wanting to participate, to have this sense of community. And one of the things also is that a lot of people are like, just wanting so much to get to things to go back to normal of the way that we knew them before pandemic, that just being in a community. And even though it's another opportunity to do online classes, to do, you know, things remote, it does not have the same effect as it is being there, hugging each other, having this space where you just kind of eat, sleep, and drink quilting, right?
Yes. And when you're teaching in person, you can ask a question real time. Like, wait, hold on. That's not working for me. Can you come show me? And it's just very, very different. And to see somebody face to face, it's very, I've met people online and then I see them in person. I'm like, wait, turn to the side. You look so different. You know, like it's different. So there's just a different thing about that in person. And I think that's one of the coolest things too that you've done, and the podcast. I'm really proud of you for that. I'd love to also hear what has been the biggest struggle with what you're doing.
Well, to me, it's just trying to find actually what sticks. My husband kind of tells it it's like spaghetti, like you're throwing the spaghetti at the wall and see kind of what sticks. I know it sounds very like raw and not very business-like, but it's just kind of like what it is. Since I made the decision to start my creative business, and I registered it like right away, it's just been of like what works and what doesn't, what I'm willing to do and what I'm not willing to do. Right? Like, I want to create YouTube videos, but I don't have the bandwidth to do the YouTube videos. So sticking with the podcast has been the greatest thing on earth. Because I guess I'm able to deliver it faster. I am very self-conscious of my looks of myself. And so being on video kind of creates that anxiety of like, do I look okay? I don't like to use a lot of makeup. I'm just very relaxed in that kind of sense. And sometimes we get to like too much into our heads that oh, people are not going to like it. You know, and so that's just has been difficult for me to get through that. And I want to recall one of the episodes, because I listen to your podcast religiously. I love it. I'm like, I'm fangirling right here, 100%. Because I remember so clearly that you talk about how being an entrepreneur like really makes you see the flaws on yourself and how you have to work so much on your own, right? And kind of battle those things that have been in the back of your mind for so long that you haven't even realized that they've been there, right? And it really pushes you to be so, that you have to be so uncomfortable in so many situations that it brings all those insecurities of yourself. And so I totally have felt that in my own journey. And, you know, I always been a believer of talking through your issues and always improving yourself. And I have been lucky to have amazing therapists and things like that because of my own health struggles as well, not just because of, you know, being an entrepreneur. I also have my own personal challenges that come with health as well as you do, you know, with autoimmune diseases and things like that. And for me, being a breast cancer survivor, that even adds more to the mix. So it's very difficult to find the things that work. And sometimes you feel defeated. Sometimes you feel that I'm not getting any traction. I want to give up, right? And it's so easy to think because you want this to actually work so much because this is something that you love to do. And sometimes it's hard, even your brain thinks like, is it really worth it? Like, I love doing this thing. It doesn't feel like work. You know, is this really going to pan out? And man, I just feel like all of the different episodes that I listen and I came across your podcast because of that reason, because I was like, when I first started learning to sew through YouTube and I said, you know what, can I make this my career? And then the algorithm, you know, in your social media, just you popped up. And so, and so I started listening to the Craft to Career podcast and every opportunity I have, like I say, I know it's in English, but if you do understand, you need to listen because I just have learned so much from it. And you have given me from the far so much courage. And
well, thank you. And, that's really sweet.
And kind of like trying to like just not. And so one of the things that through my struggles, you know, like I tried to retail fabric, you know, through my online front, right? And so it wasn't that it wasn't working. It did work. But it was a lot of physical labor. And it was just very physical to me. And with my health issues, that became a non-negotiable for me, right? And so then it's like, okay, so retailing fabric is not going to be that because carrying those huge rolls of fabric and cutting and standing and, you know, doing all of that. It wasn't that I didn't enjoy. I actually enjoy cutting the fabrics and looking at the pretty fabrics. It's amazing.
Right.
But yeah. But it was more of what goes behind the idea of it. It's like romanticizing something. And then when you're right in it, and then you say, okay, I have to pivot and reevaluate because that is not working for me. It works for many people, and it does, and they do really well. But from the get-go, you need to do things yourself until you get big enough so that you can hire someone to do that, right? But with my health issues, I couldn't do that. So I had to change the idea and say, and then listening to your podcast, your quilt pattern writing course was coming up. And so then I started looking into it, and then it's like, you know, talking about digital assets and digital products. And so like I create this once and then I get, you know, things. And then it's like, okay, so maybe that's a way that I could, you know, reimagine my business, right? And so that's kind of like what I say. And I can make them bilingual. You know, I can write them in English and Spanish, right? And that's when then I started tapping to, and then the retreat idea came up about, right? And being in the retreat really taught me that I love teaching. Like I truly enjoy the sense of community. And that's what I want to hone into. And so I just participated in an expo in Mexico City. And so I taught two different classes in Spanish in Mexico City. So that's kind of like what everything has transformed and kind of pivot to that.
So I really love, okay, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Your business will grow you more than you grow your business. And there's just something about being an entrepreneur. It does, it brings up all of the things, you know, and there, sometimes I feel like, why do we do this? Because it's so much easier to not, you know, when things are really hard, it's like, I can go clock in and clock out somewhere else and leave, you know, work at work. But there's something, I've noticed this when I have people on the podcast who are passionate about what they do, that passion really drives through the hard times, because we all have those ups and those downs. But when we tap back into the why we're doing this. And for you, I mean, we all take, you know, interesting turns too. We started with fabric. You love it. It wasn't working physically. And so you pivot and turn. And my guess is your business will continue to have pivots and turns moving forward because we continue to grow and evolve. But it's really exciting. So I am curious what the name of your podcast is in Spanish.
Descubre el Quilting.
Okay. And how do you spell it?
It's DESCRU, B as in boy, E, space, EL, space, quilting. Descubre el Quilting.
I love it. And that you're in Mexico. Where are you located right now? Where do you live?
I live in Milton, Wisconsin. It's a tiny little city south of, like, we are only like about an hour and 20 minutes from Chicago. So it's just north of Chicago. It's just like maybe 20 miles away from the state line between Wisconsin and Chicago.
Nice. Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota, so not far from in the Twin Cities, so not far. So yeah, I really love what you're doing and how your business is growing. I hope that you continue to stick with that, you know, through those ups and downs. There's great growth. I mean, there's clearly an interest and more, I mean, Alexa Bordello, is that her name?
Yeah, she's Alexandra. Yep, Alexandra Bordello. Yeah. She's from Andover Fabrics. Yes.
Have you had her on the podcast too?
I have not. She's from Spain, but we have talked a ton and we just haven't been able to like actually find a time to get her on the podcast. But yeah, it also like when you have such a huge difference on time frames, actually Kappa Quilts. He's also in Spain.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we also have been able to talk, but we just haven't connected with the time frames, and sometimes things come up, and you know, for them it's sometimes easier to do it over the weekends, but my weekends are packed with my kids' activities and just family.
You should go
stuff.
To Spain. business expense, you know? It's gotta happen.
Yes, and so actually some instructors from Spain came for the Mexico City show. Montserrat for the call, I think is her last name. She was there, and I don't remember the name of the other instructors, but yeah, it was very interesting. I got to see Mexico City for the first time, on top of just teaching in, you know, my own language. And that was so much fun.
That's just really so cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I love representing parts of the quilting community in general that maybe don't get as much light on them and this cool niche. I mean, I know in college I studied English and I teach English. I taught English as a second language, and I had to learn a second language so I could, you know, understand that better. And I studied French. Now I really wish I'd studied Spanish. I live in Houston, Texas. I'm like, I don't ever use French, but anyhow, I had to go live in this French foreign language housing and I could only speak French. And I just felt like so much of my personality was gone. I couldn't joke. I couldn't really communicate very well. And I felt like people didn't know me, and it was very, very frustrating, but it was so good for me to experience that, to have empathy when I taught people who were learning English as a second language. And So it's just really, I think it's really great. Even if you don't speak Spanish, it might be cool for people to go just to have that experience of what is this like for someone else who doesn't speak English, who's trying to learn quilting or whatever it might be, just to step in someone else's shoes for a little bit. I think it's a really great experience.
Yeah. And so now that's just kind of like the thing. And Missouri Start is like super excited. And so they have things working that we convinced them to create their own MSQC in Espanol. And so they're working on that. And cool. So that would be great. So like, is that? And so to just kind of finalize and wrap it all up, like after the retreat and everything, I just kind of gathered the courage and I opened in my own small bilingual studio where I'm going to have in-person classes in my little town for people just to come and just have that sense of community, because that's one of the things that I want to continue to create, that sense of community and the quilting.
That is so cool. So will people be able to come of both, you know, of English and Spanish?
Yep. It would be a bilingual studio. Yep.
That is so, and you have the studio, like it's all ready, or when are you going to start doing that?
Yes, it opens, a grand opening is on Friday and the first class is set for March 2nd and it's going to be Saturday classes. And I'm going to have guest teachers and sometimes we'll be guest teachers, sometimes we'll be me doing the workshop. So yeah, I'm like super excited.
So can you share a link? Do you have like a newsletter wait list where people can find out who's going to be teaching?
Yep. I'll send you the link of the website where I have all of the different classes that are offered. And yeah, I'm also going to be doing like sewing clubs for after school activities for the local kids around.
And oh, so, that's so cool.
Yeah. And then just that, that's my why, community.
Yes. And offering it to people who might not normally have access to it. You know, I just really love it. So thank you so much, Lena. Again, can you share the website and your Instagram handle if people want to follow you?
Yep, of course. I would. Well, my website is bbdesignshop.com.
And say that one more time.
bbdesignshop.com. And my Instagram handle, you can find me at descubre_el_quilting. And then I have not closed my Bluebell Designs account. So it's bluebell_designs. And you can find me in both of those. And I'm just so excited and grateful to be able to be here. And thank you so much for allowing me to participate here in the podcast.
Oh, thank you for being. Yes, thanks for being a guest. And I'll put those links in the show notes as well. So if listeners want to go to the show notes, quilterscandy.com/, I believe this is episode 146. So /146, they can get all of those links as well. So Lena, thank you so much for being here. Such a pleasure to chat with you. I love seeing what you're doing in the quilting community.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Lena, thank you so much for being here on the podcast. What a pleasure. I love hearing from you and what you're doing in this quilting community. It's much needed. There will be so many people who will be able to have access to quilting and this entire craft and hobby because of what you're doing. If you have not left a review for the podcast, take just a moment and go and leave a review. You can either just tap, you know, however many stars you want to give it. If you have time to write something in Apple Podcasts, it actually means the world to, it can change someone else's business and career by helping them find this podcast. So if you can take just a moment to do that, that would mean the world to me and more importantly to somebody else. Thank you so much for being here on the Craft Career Podcast. I'll be back next Friday with a brand new episode. Until then, have a wonderful week. Take care.